During a press conference at the state capitol, Reverend Benford Stellmacher says the amendment will boost the achievement for many African-American students who are trapped in poor-performing traditional public schools.
More African-Americans having a choice. That's what it's about, a choice for our kids.
But opponents say approving the ballot measure would lead to the resegregation of state schools. That's a charge Macon Youth Minister Tony Loudon refutes.
Every time there's an issue that people disagree with, they throw race into it. It's time for us to get past that. We have kids in our state that can't spell Republican or Democrat.
On Monday, members of the concerned black clergy expressed their opposition. Reverend Timothy McDonald, who filed a lawsuit this week against the governor and other state officials, says the amendment's ballot language is misleading.
Our people have been misled, deceived, and plain out lied to.
Both campaigns are working to reach African-American voters through ads on predominantly black radio stations. This pro-amendment ad features Autumn, an African-American seventh grader.
It should be about kids like me. I don't have time to wait for change in a traditional public school. I deserve to have a real opportunity now.
Meanwhile, opponents are airing ads like this one featuring Reverend Joseph Lowry.
Don't let them resegregate our schools. I'm voting no on Amendment 1.
Both campaigns say they're targeting all voters, including African-Americans. But a spokesman for the pro-amendment campaign says the African-American voting segment is key because education is important to the black community, and research they have shows 58% of students in Georgia's state-approved charter schools are African-American. Michelle Worth, WABE News.